Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
You today, because we're about to dish to you all of the celebrity and entertainment news that you've been waiting for. So just lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride. All right, later, Whoopi Goldberg has to break off a feud on The View. Oh, my God. And Justin Bieber wrote a poem, and we'll have to let Headcrack read it for all of us later on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Actress Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are singing the Varsity Blues, y'all. And now, for those of you who don't know and have been under a rock, both actresses were indicted for participating in the biggest college bribery scandal ever. Yes, Gary, and it was better known as Operation Varsity Blues, where they and several other wealthy parents paid large sums of money to help their children get into top-notch universities. This is heartbreaking and gut-wrenching,
no
darling.
No HBCU?
Ooh, no.
No.
Anyway, y'all, yesterday afternoon, Felicity released an apology and announced through a statement that she intends on pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest mail fraud. She said, "I'm pleading guilty to the charge brought against me by the United States Attorney's Office. I'm in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I have done. I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions." But on the other hand, if Lori Loughlin accepts the plea deal, she'll be facing a minimum of 2 years incarceration, y'all. No word yet on what she'll do.
Only a white woman, honey. She said that so eloquently, honey.
Didn't she?
She said that, honey.
Didn't she?
There ain't too many girls saying they accept responsibility, honey, talking about going to the pen, honey.
And I'll plead guilty.
Thank you.
It'll be not guilty enough.
It's like they had all the Law and Order writers come through and like and contribute some. But I feel like this whole thing is like robbing us of the Orange is the New Black crossover episode that we deserve. Like with the fact that it's going off this season. Can you believe this? Because like usually, like, you know, when people like of this status or caliber get in trouble, they usually just get popped on the wrist and be like, don't do that no more.
And but it seems like this is not like a major crime. Like, they didn't kill nobody.
Yeah.
Are they making examples of them, y'all think?
Yeah, and who was affected, really?
Yeah, but I mean, but just think, though, there's a little child somewhere, an African-American child wanted to get in college, and they got bumped because these girls paid to get their kids in college. So, I mean, it's a crime.
Oh,
and we still ain't got our 40 acres in a mule yet. So,
I mean, it's murderers and killers out here and people, like, hurting people. Can we focus on them? Can we focus on the stupid stuff that Trump does? And can we try to fix the world and heal the world instead of trying to set examples and make examples of these women who are not criminals at all?
Because the real narrative is, like,
they are
these
not.
Parents
they,
who went above and beyond a call of duty to make sure their kids got a good education.
Yeah, that's not a crime. Every parent wants their kid
but
to
every
get
parent
a good...
giving money and paying money and
whatever.
Stuff they need.
But a lot of them are. Like, so many of them are. They
how
just have to
be paying money to get in college. Their parents paying
they
money.
They smart enough not to tell money. Nobody.
Because, honey, Janet Jackson said it very well. Drugs and crime spreading on the streets. People can't get enough to eat. Hell, nah, kids can't go out and play. That's the state of the world today.
Oh.
Was that on Rhythm Nation?
What? Yo, man, it's looking like they really gonna go. I mean, do y'all think this gonna get them, like, some street cred, like Teresa Giudice or Giudice?
No. Nah. We're gonna throw books at people.
What you mean?
That's an education. We could just throw books.
Now, these two out here looking like food.
Okay, honey, guys. Well, Ryan Seacrest, honey, just made history. Now, the lean, mean hosting machine missed a production day, honey, this season for American Idol when he called out sick. For the first time, y'all, in all of the 17 seasons. 17.
Yeah.
What?
That's 17 seasons that he hosted the show. That's for 17 years.
17 seasons, yeah. One time sick?
Yeah, he called in sick. Now, they said everyone was so shocked, honey, especially his co-star, Miss Katy Perry, honey, and she tweeted, quote, "Prove that Ryan Seacrest, honey, is human after all, and it only took 17 years for you to use your sick day, honey. Not bad."
Wow.
Mm-mm. That's commendable. 17 whole years and never call in once? Like, you had to get full-blown cancer before you called.
Yeah.
Right? I wonder, did he ever miss a day of school?
Probably not. You know, there's always that one kid in every, like,
but you gotta remember, he rich. He had the damn best medicine sitting right down the side of him, honey. He got something sick.
No, honey, everybody needs a day off, honey. That's a very long time to not take a day off work.
That's why he own the damn Kardashians and we don't, because, honey, he don't take off, honey. He get make sure he get his check.
Oh, there's plenty of people that own things and make lots of money that take a day off or so, or even plenty of vacation. So I don't know what you talking about.
You ain't miss. Yeah, but let me tell y'all something, honey. Honey, truth is be told, honey. Now, this is what I heard rumor. He took off child because he got a touch-up.
What you mean a touch-up?
A touch-up with his Botox.
Child, he can do that while he's on set, honey. Just like you said, he got so much money, he can call the doctor, the nurse, and the lady with the alligator purse to come and give him a dose of anything he needs.
He had a special touch.
He ain't gonna miss a day. The baker and the candlestick maker.
Okay.
This is a prime example of, first, you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again.
Hey,
and that's exactly what the University of Virginia basketball team did, because they finally won the NCAA championship last night, winning their first basketball title ever.
Hey, congrats.
They've been running at it for a while, and after a horrible loss last year, Virginia redeemed themselves with an 8-point victory over Texas Tech. The final score was 85-77, and it was a historic game for all. And here's what their coach, Tony Bennett, had to say about the win.
I don't know if all these guys will remember this, but when they come into my office, I got a poster of Rocky on the steps. And I told them, I said, I just want a chance at a title fight one day. That's all we want. And these guys came to fight in this title, and now we're the champs. And I'm so thankful, because this is a great story.
Aww.
Did he have a facelift?
What?
Tony Bennett. I thought he was older.
That's the same Tony Bennett.
Oh, that's not the same one?
Yeah, that's the singer, Gary. Yeah. No, Gary. Oh. This is a Anyway, I'm so happy for them, and they look so happy. Like, they deserve it.
I wanted Texas to win.
Don't be like that, Gary.
I'm from Texas. I know about Virginia.
All he know about is the Longhorns. Texas Longhorn.
Trying to hook him?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the University of Virginia.
Congrats. Yeah. Well, y'all, the shot clock has not run out on the love between the newlyweds Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin Bieber. Oh, no, because after 7 months of marriage, honey, Justin wanted the world to know how much his wife means to him, and he posted a poem on Instagram. Now, I'm going to have to let Headcrack read this and make love to the camera for this love sonnet.
Got you covered, Brad.
Okay.
Sunlight falls into the abyss just like I fall into your lips. Waves crash onto the shore. My love for you grows more and more. Sound of the crickets, true meditation. I think of you, God's greatest creation. As I fall into this blissful state, I ponder on how you're my one true soulmate. It's getting dark, too dark to see. A chilling breeze embraces me. The smell of chamomile fresh from the garden. My life is a movie that both of us star in. Scene.
You think he wrote that?
No.
No. What you call it?
Polygraphy.
Polygamy.
Plagiarism?
Plagiarism. Oh. We need to get our minds out together, Gary.
Polygraphy is knowing multiple handwriting styles.
Sorry, honey. Yeah. Like the Underground Railroad.
You know what I mean? Like, but how did that work for y'all? Like, did his poem, like, you know, like, get your soup bubbling?
It sound cute, and it made me feel a little wet inside, but, I mean...
Well, I think it was nice, because a lot of men aren't so expressive, and they don't really want the world to know that they have a big heart and they're so lovey-dovey. And I commend him for posting this for his woman.
And I love the part where he said, the smell of chamomile fresh from the garden.
That's chamomile.
Oh.
Chamomile?
Like Michael Jackson, chamomile?
I'm a chamomile. See y'all later. Y'all have a good time.
Shimon.
Up next, y'all, something that would never happen on Dish Nation. We'll explain how two hosts of The View, honey, almost got into a big fight. All the tea after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hi, ladies. Have you heard of this amazing shoe company called Rothy's? Rothy's has quickly grown to be the most loved, gotta have them brand. They have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, really an all-in-one pair of shoes. They're perfect for life on the go. I love how they're constantly launching new styles. So we're guaranteed to find a pair or three that we love. The playful designs are great. I recently got the Sunshine Point shoe, and I love how it adds a pop of color to my outfit while still looking polished and professional. Perfect for coming here to work at Dish or even going out to events. And since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. And right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our viewers. Use code DISH to get free shipping with no minimum, free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. And trust me, you won't return them. Go to Rothy's.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S.com. Enter the code DISH to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. Once you try the shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, you're never going to want to wear anything else. Head over to Rothy's.com and claim this offer with code DISH.
Dish Nation. Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, it looks like things got a little heated on The View between Meghan McCain and Joy Behar on The View on Monday, and that caused Auntie Whoopi to step in. Now, The co-host got into a real big heated debate about border security, and things got a little fiery between Behar and McCain. Take a look.
This guy who's coming in wants to help those countries. That's the way to solve the problem. Keep them there happy, or whatever. Solvent. Give them a house.
Give a Nicaraguan a house.
Stop the crime rates.
Well, we've had a bunch of liberal guests who do not want to send in aid at all.
I listen to you. Let me just finish.
Yeah, part of your job is to listen to me.
Here's what's not going to happen today. We're not going to do this. Everybody gets a conversation piece. Everybody gets to say their piece. And we don't need to comment if we don't like what we're hearing. Just let folks talk.
I felt bad for Joy Gary.
Yeah, me too. She just cut
that
off.
She looked disrespectful. Yeah.
She looked really frazzled.
But Megan, bitch, was me, and then y'all were the rest. Honey, she said, bitch, that's what you're
No, whatever, bitch. You don't make us feel that bad. We don't really care at all, okay? We don't be shook when you say so.
Okay,
we're used to it every day.
Okay.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for
Blast It or Trash It.
Okay, now you guys know the rules. We're going to review a song, and if you like it, you'll blast it. And if you don't, you'll trash it. So let's begin. Jenny from the Block just dropped her latest music video for her new single, Medicine. And the streets are buzzing about this new song. And showing off her iconic derriere in the video. I know you're gonna like this. Take a look.
Thinking needs some medicine. I could be a medicine, yeah. Thinking needs some medicine. Give you a taste of what you give out. Thinking needs some medicine.
She seems like she's back in her pocket. Like, this is like early 2000s Jennifer Lopez, so that's a blasted for me.
It's a blasted for me, but it kind of remind me of like a Beyonce song.
She all right for me. I like the video. I know she paid a lot of money to have that video produced, but I think she's thirst trapping.
No, she is not thirst trapping. She has no need to thirst trap, dog.
Like Jennifer Lopez could be dressed as a nun and it'd be thirst trapping.
Okay, no.
We heard that song before, so honey, I trashed.
We haven't. Wait, that's new.
Well, very well then.
Yeah, Gary, we don't care about you trashing it anyway. You don't even listen to music. Anyway, moving on, y'all. Y'all know Tierra Marie and 50 Cent have been beefing over the $30,000 she was ordered to pay him over a revenge porn lawsuit, y'all. Well, Marie recently dropped her diss track titled I Ain't Got It. Where she continues to tell 50 that she hasn't got his money, along with the clip of 50 begging. Tell me what y'all think.
I ain't got it, oh boy, I'm popping. I'm taking off like a rocket for 30,000. That's what y'all loan, y'all some lame ass. I'm a Detroit bitch, these hating assholes. Sell them all, get off my.
So, what y'all think?
Unfortunately, I am going to have to trash this because just no and no.
Gary?
I'm a blast trash it.
What the hell that mean?
It's in between. Because I'm a blast because I like her because 50 did her dirty. I'm a trash because where's the video?
I was a big fan of Tierra Marie's first single, and I wanted to pop off because, like, you can tell she's talented.
Yeah.
But come on, we gotta do a little better.
I just don't think this was a good move. You know, whatever. It is what it is, and I just don't think it's a great song. You know, and it's not a great way to reboot your career.
You might get a career booted. Like, they actually may put the same boots they put on cars, and they
feel
put it
bad.
On her.
That's sad, y'all.
She ain't got it.
You stupid.
Up next, honey, one of our favorite celebrity couples is showing their support and pride for their family member. We'll explain all when we come back and promotional consideration provided by...
Women get stronger and more resilient with age. So why can't our skin? Gold Bond Strength and Resilience. 84% saw improvement in skin texture in 5 days. Gold Bond.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey, hey, hey!
Okay, y'all, this past weekend, actress Gabrielle Union attended a Miami Beach Pride Festival, one of the largest gay pride festivals in the country, right? But she wasn't there just to support the LGBTQ community. She was there to cheer on Dwayne's 11-year-old son, Zion, who was attending his first gay pride festival. And even though Dwayne couldn't be there, he posted pics on social media of the moment. Like this pic of Gabrielle and Zion with the saying, "We support each other with pride."
11 years old, too? I mean, we didn't even have prides in Texas when I was coming up.
Gary, the world is a very different place than 1937.
I see that.
Well, we're glad that Dwayne supported Zion at the festival,
he
Gary.
He looked like Dwayne twin, too. He looked just like
he spit him out. I need to see his mama because he looked just like Dwayne spit him out, honey.
So singer John Legend, honey, proved that it's never too late to learn something new. Because at 40 years old, y'all, he finally learned how to swim. And he got the best in the biz, honey, to teach him how. Former Olympian Ryan Lochte, honey. Let's take a look.
How was that?
One.
Was that awesome?
I made the team.
Man, I want this level of rich people problems.
Getting ready to say. Now, do we like Ryan Lochte?
No, we don't like no damn Ryan.
He did some racist.
He did a sucker move,
right?
Yeah,
we don't even like him. Why you can't get somebody? Why you just can't go to a swimming pool and get some lifeguard?
He could have got Serena Williams. Hell, she know how to swim and play tennis.
Then he could have got Michael Phelps. Then he could smoke a joint at the end.
Now, Brad, I've seen you in bathing suits.
Oh, don't do this,
Hank. I ain't never seen you in pool.
Don't do this, Hank.
Brad, do you know how to swim?
Yes, absolutely. And I doggy pedal. The best.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
All right, guys. I got a gadget that'll make your life 1,000 times easier. It's the Extreme True Wireless Stereo Earbuds with charging case. Now, with these earbuds, no more tangled wires or broken cords. Plus, it has a battery that can last up to 120 hours for standby and 3 to 4 hours if you're playing music or talking. And the great thing is it can all be controlled by one touch, so you can also answer calls, play or pause music, and redial with ease.
That's great, Head Crack, but what about the audio quality?
Well, no worries, sis, because these amazing earbuds give you a true wireless stereo sound wherever you go. Plus, with the strong signal, you can enjoy skip-free music from a 30 feet working distance. And with its lightweight design, it'll fit in your ear comfortably as well, and you barely even realize it's in your ear.
Now, hey, Craig, I got two different phones. Can I use these earbuds with both?
Gary, they got you covered, man. You'll be able to connect the earbuds via Bluetooth, and once they synced up, you can answer either phone at any time. Oh. And it's available in multicolors: white, black, metallic, gold metallic, silver metallic, metallic pink, and metallic blue.
All right, Head Crack, how much does these cost?
These Extreme Wireless Stereo Earbuds with charging case normally run you about $80. For the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Oh, wow.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out how a man got released, honey, and went back to jail all in one day. Heidi and Frank will explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Okay, it's time for
crazy news.
You're a little over the top, Heidi.
Well,
reel it in a bit.
When it's crazy, it's gotta be crazy.
According to a report, a Florida man.
Say no more. Right.
He was released from jail and he was caught in the parking lot trying to steal a car at that same jail. So he's back in jail.
What was he in jail
for? Here's some more details. Grand theft. I mean.
Wait, he got out of jail in Grand Theft Auto, and when he was released from jail, he tried to steal other cars?
Yes, but in the parking lot of the jail, and they obviously have cameras outside of jails, and he was caught on camera, so they basically took him right back into jail.
I didn't want to get released today because we're really having the kick, and we're having mac and cheese and stuff tonight.
Yeah, that's right. The same day, deputies spotted him in the parking lot checking to see if the cars were unlocked to steal, and he was caught on camera.
Police work, Bill. Way to go. Good job today. I didn't really do much.
walked out to the parking lot. It was pretty easy.
And I don't know. I've never really driven past a jail and seen a bunch of cars that are worth stealing.
No jail guards with Maseratis.
Got I mean, Lambo. Has any Uber driver ever just pulled up to a jail? Because that was the one call. I was like, okay, can I get an Uber? Yeah, I'm in jail. Right. Do you know if he actually got out of jail or if he just hopped the fence and you're picking him up as an Uber driver? Oh, does that automatically make you a getaway car accomplice?
You're a getaway driver, not even knowing. And that is
crazy news. He crazy.
Crazy.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.